We're with Dave Wilsey, who is wheelchair rugby coach with Team Ontario, also the London Annihilators.
That's right.
And Dave, thanks for what you do and being able to spotlight you as one of our coaches. It's great.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Got to ask you, bring us up to date, because you were coaching Team Canada at the Paralympics. That was a couple of years back. Now you're Team Ontario coach. Can you bring us up to speed? What's happening there?
I was assistant coach with Team Canada for 6 years. And it was a lot of fun because we were doing like a rebuild after the 2016 games in Rio. You know, it's just, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of travel. And the team, I thought, was ready for, you know, a change too. So now I'm just coaching local in Ontario. It's a different challenge, but it's a lot of fun.
And rewarding. I would think that'd be a huge.
Very much so. Yeah. See their progress. You know, we have a young man who showed up in a power chair, and then we got him into a manual chair, and now he's playing wheelchair rugby, and he's making great strides. And he's not the only one. We got about seven, so it's a lot of fun.
Now, for people not familiar with wheelchair rugby, it's a tough sport.
It's not for the meek, that's for sure. It's a full contact sport. You got to have your head on a swivel. It's a really team-driven, team concept sport, which is great. I remember when I got my injury, the one thing I really missed was the bus rides and the locker room and all that kind of stuff. And wheelchair rugby fills that gap.
Now, you can speak from firsthand knowledge because you played a lot of years.
Yeah.
And survived.
Yeah. I was always smart enough. Hopefully someone else always took the hit or basically injury-free after playing in five Paralympics. So
how did it go from playing? Because you made that transition from playing to coaching. Was it because of the injuries or?
No, it's a very competitive game.
Yeah.
And, you know, Father Time is undefeated against all players. Eventually, everybody retires. But I was fortunate enough, through out of necessity, I became player coach of the London team and Team Ontario and was captain of Team Canada. So you kind of got that leadership part. Down pat. So Pat Cote was the new head coach for Team Canada, and he just wanted maybe the X's and O's side of it from me. So it worked out pretty well.
What is it that you get out of it?
The thank you from the guys that you're helping always goes a long way. But seeing their progress is phenomenal. We have a very successful program here in London and Ontario. So we have like the best guy players in the world working with brand new players. They buy in and everybody has a lot of fun together. And I don't know, it's fun. There's a really special component to leaning on each other, which you don't get outside of team sports. Whereas, you know, you might be in the sub box waiting to go on and the shift in front of you, you know, maybe didn't have a great shift. And, you know, you slap each other's hands on the way in. You're like, I got you. And they're like, pick me up.
Yeah.
They're like, you got it. And then the same goes when I make a mistake or whatever on the court, there's guys to help you out. So as long as you all get the same goals and target in mind, it works out well.
Has there been a challenge in coaching? I'm not sure attitude would maybe is it self-confidence with new players? What the challenge would be?
The funny part with confidence I learned as a coach is even the most experienced players aren't always the most confident. They might have the best skill set or whatever, but the belief in themselves or the belief in their lineup can fluctuate. So that was a big learning curve for me because I just assumed everybody was a confident, go-for-it person, and that is not the case.
Now, what about someone, it doesn't have to be any of the wheelchair rugby, right? But someone that maybe has played a sport, no matter what the sport is, but wants to get into coaching.
If you look at a lot of the NHL and other, they were guys that played a little bit or played at a level and got into it pretty early. You have to understand the rules of the game. But other than that, you just have to be there and listen and learn as well as the players. So think of coaching as playing. You've never done it before. Well, it's the same as playing if you've never done it before. You show up. You might not start out as head coach of Team Canada, right? So go to your local club or whatever it is and just learn. But everybody's got a different strength. You have your quiet, strong coaches. You've got your, everybody's got a different style. And that's why a coaching staff should complement each other really well.